Have you heard of the violence of the settlers? Welcome to Shabbat Parashat Shoftim. Shalom everyone, welcome to Parashat Shoftim. There is a situation and it's on the news, and sometimes it's more in and more, sometimes it's not so much there. And the title is Violence of Settlers. Now, I live in Judea and Samaria. I am a settler. And like many other people, when I hear about violence of settlers, it sounds really bad. We are against violence. We are against taking power to our own ends. We live in a country. There's a government, there's an IDF, and there's a police. And this country will need to obey the rules. So when you go into the details of this violence of settlers, you will find out something very interesting. Among all the complaints and all the places that people complain that the kids or young settlers did something, a lot of the time it will be finished in graffiti on walls and some broken shields. Sometimes it's even worse than that, burning some cars, but 99.9% is not going to go into violence. I saw a debate between a young settler and a person that told them, what you're doing is vandalism. The word vandalism is a very interesting word. It comes from a story that happened like 1500 years ago with a tribe of East Germany called the Vandales, or Vandalize, that basically was a tribe of people that came and conquered Rome, and in the process just destroyed everything, and literally destroyed everything they saw, including beautiful temples, nice homes, destroying in per se, just to destroy. And when this young kid was blamed of vandalism, he gave a very strong point. When they are destroying things for no reason, it's vandalism. When we destroy, there is a reason. The truth is that they have terror against us, that they ruin our life, they killed our people, they destroy our life. And what we do is we don't do any violent acts, but we show them that we need to do something in return. So we're graffiti on a wall or breaking a couple of glasses. Now, I want to say this. I am against even that. I'm against graffiti and I'm against breaking windows. It's not our way. It's not the Jewish way to destroy anything. And even their claim that it's not destroying per destroy, but it's destroying with a purpose. Destroying is something that is not allowed. We are not allowed to destroy anything. And more than that, we are here to keep and maintain the world. And all of this, how it's concluded and connected to our weekly portion, because of the source of it. And the source is that even in time of war, when there is a nation, Jewish people are going to combat another nation, and they organize beside the camp, and they're trying to leave and prepare for the war, they are not allowed to destroy it. Fruits, trees. You heard me? There's a fruit tree. The camp is there. You don't destroy it for no reason. Why? Because it bears fruit. And destroying it is not going to help you. If it was just a dry tree that you can use as weapon or to help you to make fire, it makes sense. But a living tree that brings fruit life, it's not going to help you. So you're destroying it just for the sake of destroying. Don't do that. It's called Baal Tashchit. And from that rule, it was developed into other things. We're not supposed to break things. We're not supposed to tear things for no reason. And it's connected to our body in many ways, with the tattoos or any other objects that are not allowed. But it's also true for the way we act with material things. It's something we tell our kids every day. Baal Tashchit, what do you do? Why do you destroy it? Why are you breaking this bottle? Why are you doing? Why are you damaging? Going into source of the story of not destroying the fruit trees, as we said, there are a couple of elements there to explain. Number one, we're talking about fruit trees, and the question is why? So one of the commentaries explained that the land is going to be conquered one day. So it doesn't make sense to destroy something that's going to be yours eventually. So this is why you're not allowed to destroy a fruit tree. But there's also a mystical secret there that talks about the fact that where there's a tree bearing fruit, it bears life, and you don't destroy life. The Zohar, one of the mystical books, says that there are six voices that are so strong, but nobody can hear them. One of them is when you destroy a tree that brings fruit. There's no doubt that this tree is screaming. But what is the source of this ritual? Can you get it? I think it's a very simple source, and our sages explain that. When you destroy God's fruit or God's tree, you are abandoning or you are destroying your compassion to life. There is a beautiful life around us. God blessed us with so many things around us. Do you appreciate them? Do you thank them? Are you thankful for what you got? When you have something, and I want to quote here, when we will destroy, our soul needs to be used to love and compassion and connect with God. Avoid anything bad. Avoid destruction. When people are in a higher level, they cannot even destroy a small little leaf. There's a famous story of Rabbi Cook that once went with another rabbi scrolling around the park, and this rabbi took a leaf and just played with it. And Rav Cook looked at him and says, "Why are you destroying nature? This leaf had life. Why do you take it from them?" The world that we live in is so materialistic, and we look and we use what we have around us as ours. But the Torah is there to explain us. It's not ours, it's God's gift. And it happens with a very strong proof in the book of Samuel. You jump in the book of Samuel and you will see that the time where Saul wanted to kill King David. And one of those stories is that he goes into the cave in the process of looking for King David, and David is able to kill him, but he sneaks around him and he tears his coat. And after tearing his coat, he stands and he says, "You see, I have your coat in my hands. If I wanted, I would have destroyed you. I would have killed you." Many years later, when he's old, the verse says, "V'David zaken b'bayamim," and David was old, and they covered him with clothes, and he was never warm. You see? When you destroy the clothes, when you don't appreciate what God gave us, soon enough you will learn the hard way how much you need them. This is the point of not destroying. These settlers, our neighbors, our friends, and our youth, who are frustrated and they're feeling that really their life is being destroyed. Their relatives are being killed. Our mothers are being stoned on the road. They are gunning to kill us. There's a lot of feeling there that needs to go out. So they finish with a graffiti with a broken window. I think it's wrong. I think they should take this energy, take this power, and build. And yet, indeed, you see that the other kids who are able to go on a positive way, they don't destroy, but they build a new farm and a new hilltop, and they plant another vineyard, and they build another caravan, and they bring blessing to the world. This world is here for a blessing. We should appreciate it, we should thank it, and we should keep it like this. Shabbat Shalom.